Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 476. We will be finishing the book of 2 Peter with chapter 3 today, and then getting into the book of 1 John. So let me give you my website in case any of you have missed any of my shows and you'd like to listen to them. It's www.pastor-steve.com. My wake-up call shows are there, my word-for-word shows are there, and some other stuff. It's not an interactive site. You can't post comments or troll or anything, so I don't have to babysit the site all the time. That frees me up to do what I'm doing. So let's get into what we're going to get into here. This is the last chapter of 2 Peter. This is chapter 3. And this is verse 1 of chapter 3. This is now, beloved ones, the second letter I write to you. These are letters that he wrote to the congregations, in which I stir up your sincere mind to remember, verse 2, the words previously spoken by the set apart prophets and of the command of the Master and Savior by your emissaries. Verse 3, and you can reference the book of Jude, chapter 18, Jude 18. Knowing this first, that mockers shall come in the last days with mocking, walking according to their own lusts. All right, stop right here. Don't we have that today? People that mock Christian identity. Oh, you guys are making this up, and oh, you're haters, and oh, you're Nazis, and blah, 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 blah. On and on and on. You know, prophecy right there. Verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? All right. Well, Christ hasn't come yet. He's not coming. That's all fake. Okay. We're bound by the laws of time. Yahweh and Yeshua are not. Okay. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, that means they died, all continues as from the beginning of creation. Verse 5, reference Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Genesis 1, 6 through 9. For they choose to have this hidden from them, that the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water by the word of Elohim. So that's Genesis chapter 1, 6 through 9, and the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. For verse 5. Hebrews 11, verse 3, for verse 5. Verse 6, reference Genesis, chapter 7, verse 11. Genesis 7, verse 11. Through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. Okay, that's Noah's flood, okay? Wasn't the entire planet, the world he spoke of, was the known occupied territory on the planet. Okay, let's get that straight. He's not saying it was a worldwide flood. It was not. Verse 7. And the present heavens and the earth are treasured up by the same word, being kept for fire. Okay, you hear that? Being kept for fire. That's how he's going to destroy all the evil ones in the last day. To a day of judgment and destruction of wicked men. Says it right there. That's how they're going to get zapped, okay? I've been preaching that it's not going to be a flood. It's going to be in flaming fire. I read you that portion of 2 Thessalonians. Over and over and over, he's coming in flaming fire to destroy those that don't know Elohim. Here's another witness of that, okay? Another witness. This is the book of 2 Peter. Verse 8, reference Psalm 90, verse 4. Psalm 90, verse 4. But beloved ones, let not this one matter be hidden from you, that with Yahweh one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. That negates what they were saying, the naysayers. Where's the promise of his coming? Remember, oh, he hasn't come yet. Well, it come when he's ready, not when we're ready. That's not how it works. We're not at the top of the pecking order. He is. Verse 9, reference 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. Yahweh is not slow in regard to the promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward us. Okay, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the reason for the delay. It's a grace period. That's Yahweh's love and Yahweh's blessing that he hasn't destroyed us in our apostasy yet. Okay, it's coming. It's getting closer and closer. I keep telling everybody that. The people laugh at that. Okay, do what you want. You know, all I'm going to do is read the word. If you don't want to listen to the word, that's fine. Verse 10. Reference Matthew 24:43. Luke chapter 12, verse 39. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. And Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Revelation 16:15. Here we go. Verse 10. But the day of Yahweh shall come as a thief in the night. In other words, unexpected. In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with intense heat. Okay, you understand that? The elements shall melt with intense heat. He's going to destroy by fire the next time. Not going to be water. He's going to come with a flaming fire. That's what it says in Thessalonians. And the earth and the works that are in it shall be burned up. All right. He's going to save his remnant. But just his remnant. There'll be a new heavens and a new earth. That's coming in verse 13. Verse 11. Seeing all these are to be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be in set apart behavior and reverence? Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of Elohim, through which the heavens shall be destroyed, being set on fire, and the elements melt with intense heat. In other words, what kind of people should you be? What kind of lives should you be living? What kind of behavior? So you won't be destroyed in this. All right. Verse 13. Reference Psalm 102, verses 25 and 26, Psalm 102, 25 and 26, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, Isaiah 65, 17, and Isaiah 66, verse 22, Isaiah 66, verse 22. And Revelation 21, verse 1. Revelation 21, verse 1. This is verse 13. But according to his promise, we wait for a renewed heavens and a renewed earth in which righteousness dwells. That's after he destroys all the evil ones. Okay, we're going to get a new place. And those that are faithful and are in the remnant of his chosen will not be destroyed in this coming destruction. All right, that's the whole deal. Verse 14. So then, beloved ones, looking forward to this, do your utmost to be found by him in peace. Do your utmost to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. In other words, live right. All right, he's admonishing the people to live according to Yahweh's rules, not the rules of earth. Verse 15, and reckon the patience of our master as deliverance. In other words, he hasn't zapped us already. As also our beloved brother Shaul wrote to you, according to the wisdom given to him. That's St. Paul, okay? Verse 16. Reference 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 6. As also in all his letters, speaking in them concerning these matters, in which some are hard to understand. Some are hard to understand. Reference 2 Corinthians 11, 6 on that. 2 Corinthians 11, 6. Which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the other scriptures. The ones that are teaching false doctrine, that have a little bit of knowledge, just enough to get them in trouble. And they twist things around so that it says what they want it to say, pleasing to their ears, instead of what it actually says. See that in all the churches today. Verse 17. You then, beloved ones, being forewarned, watch, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with a delusion of the lawless. The prosperity doctrine.
Send me money and God will bless you. You get a new Cadillac if you send me $500.
Yeah, right. Verse 18. But grow in the favor and knowledge of our Master and Savior, Yeshua Messiah. To him be the esteem both now and to a day that abides. Amen. That ends the book of 2 Peter. So he's watching over these people and writing them letters. Watch out for the last days. Don't be deluded by this bunch of false claptrap that people are putting out in the last days. Well, we see that quite evidently every day when we see the news. You see all the garbage that's on the news and the stuff, the weird, wild, crazy stuff that's on the internet. Oh, man. What can I say about the poor internet? The internet is a mess. It's got stuff on it that, straight crazy stuff. So let's get into the book of 1 John now. We finished 2 Peter. Let's get into 1 John. This is got five chapters. I don't know how long we'll be in it today. I don't know how much we'll get done. I'd planned on 1, 2, and 3. We'll see. Let's wing it here. Verse 1 of chapter 1 of 1 John. All right, reference the book of John, not 1 John, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2. Reference John chapter 1 verse 14. John 1 14. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and announced to you that everlasting life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3. We announce to you what we have seen and heard, so that you too might have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua Messiah. Verse 4. And we write this to you in order that your joy might be complete. Verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that Elohim is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and are not doing the truth. Verse 7, reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 17, verses 21 and 22. 4th Maccabees 17, 21 and 22. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua Messiah, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, what that means right there is there are rules to this new covenant. You have to walk in the light, and you have to do the stipulations that come with what Yeshua taught. And if you do that and believe on him, that sacrifice he made will cleanse you of sin. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we are misleading ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Everybody sins, okay? We make mistakes. We have to ask for forgiveness and work on our lives daily, okay? Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is trustworthy and righteous to forgive us the sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Don't claim to be perfect, because there was only one that was perfect, and that was Yeshua. And without him, we are doomed, because we can't cleanse ourselves of our own sins. Only he can do that for us with what he did on that cross. Okay, the stake. Chapter 2 of 1 John, verse 1. My little children, I write this to you so that you do not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an intercessor with the Father, Yeshua Messiah, a righteous one. Verse 2. And he himself is an atoning offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for all the world. Now that is cosmos. That is the order of arrangement that Yahweh initiated that has been perverted and destroyed by the devil. Okay? There was a pure order of arrangement. Well, we're not living in that now. And he is talking about those of Israel that are in this current order of arrangement, those of us that are of Israel. The non-Israelites do not get that atoning, because Yeshua did not come for them. Okay, and he said that himself plainly. Verse 3 of chapter 2. And by this we know that we know him, if we guard his commands. In other words, we are obedient if we guard his commands. You just can't live for the way you want. there are rules, okay? Verse 4, the one who says, I know him, and does not guard his commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whoever guards his word, truly the love of Elohim has been perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. In other words, if you are obedient to the commands, it shows in your life, and people can see that. And for verse 5, reference Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Genesis 17, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Matthew 5, 48. Verse 6. The one who says he stays in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Verse 7. Reference John chapter 13, verse 34. John 13, 34. Beloved, I write no fresh command to you, but an old command which you have had from the beginning. The old command is the word which you heard from the beginning. Verse 8. Again, I write you a fresh command, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light now shines. Here you go. Verse 9. The one who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness until now. Verse 10. The one who loves his brother stays in the light, and there is no stumbling block in him. Verse 11. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name, the name of Yeshua. Verse 13. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14. I wrote to you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I wrote to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Elohim stays in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Verse 15. Reference James chapter 4, verse 4. James 4, 4. Do not love the world. Now that's the current order of arrangement, okay? Nor that which is in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust of it, but the one doing the desire of Elohim remains forever. Verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the anti-Messiah is coming, even now many anti-Messiahs have come. This is how we know that it is the last hour, okay? An hour being a period of time. Don't we see a lot of people that are anti-Messiah in the world today? This hour is a long period of time. Yahweh is not bound by time. Remember that. We are. It seems a long time to us, but not to him. Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they have been of us, they would have stayed with us. But in order that it might be made manifest that none of them were of us. In other words, we have had infiltrators and spies and trolls and all these people come in. And then all of a sudden they start preaching weird stuff. And then they leave. And they take some with them. Only the faithful stay with the truth. What can I say? Verse 20, and you have an anointing from the set apart one, and you know all. Verse 20, he's talking to the ones that have stayed faithful. Well, I talk to the ones that stay faithful too. But I also try to knock some fence sitters off that fence, get them to wake up. Hey, it's what I do. You know, it's what I've been called to do. Verse 21. I did not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no falsehood is of the truth. Verse 22. Listen to this. Who is the liar except the one denying that Yeshua is the Messiah? Anybody that denies Yeshua as Messiah is a liar. This is the anti-Messiah, the one denying the Father and the Son. Verse 23, no one denying the Son has the Father. The one confessing the Son has the Father as well. Remember Christ said, I and the Father are one? Okay? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Mm-hmm. See, it all sort of comes together, doesn't it? Verse 24. As for you, let that stay in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning stays in you, you also... shall stay in the Son and in the Father. Verse 25. And this is the promise that he has promised us. Everlasting life. That's the promise. Verse 26. I have written this to you concerning those who lead you astray. All right, the deceivers and the liars and the ones that attack the congregation subtly. We have a bunch of those out there today. Verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him stays in you. And you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as the same anointing does teach you concerning all, and is true, and is no falsehood, and even as it has taught you, you stay in him. Verse 28. And he speaks to these people as little children. And now, little children, stay in him. so that when he appears we might have boldness and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Verse 29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone doing righteousness has been born of him. Wow. Born of him. That ends chapter 2. Let's get into chapter 3 here of 1 John. Here's verse 1 and reference John chapter 1 verse 12. Book of John chapter 1 verse 12. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of Elohim. We should be called children of Elohim. Boy. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Again, speaking of the world, that's the current order of arrangement that Satan has created to pervert the original order of arrangement. Verse 2. Beloved ones, now we are children of Elohim, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everybody's going to get transformed, and we'll get our immortal status back. And we'll be able to look on him as he is, because we will be much more than we are now in these current bodies. Okay? We will be transformed. We will be immortal again. Verse 3. And everyone having this expectation in him cleanses himself as he is clean. Verse 4. Everyone doing sin also does lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Verse 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him, Yeshua, there is no sin. Reference John chapter 1, verse 29. John 1, 29. I had lost something on my cluttered desk. Verse 6. Everyone staying in him does not sin. If you stay in him, you don't sin, because you die daily. You examine yourself constantly, and you work at trying to be what he wants you to be. Everyone sinning has neither seen him nor known him. Reference 3 John 11. 3 John 11. Verse 7. Little children, let no one lead you astray. The one doing righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8, reference Titus chapter 2 verse 14. Titus 2:14. The one doing sin is of the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Elohim was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. Right. Titus 2:14. That's what he's for. He's going to destroy the devil's works. Verse 9. Everyone having been born of Elohim does not sin, because his seed stays in him, and he is powerless to sin, because he has been born of Elohim. Yahweh calls his own out, okay? And we make a conscious effort, because that is what we are. We're his children. We try to live a righteous life. Verse 10. In this, the children of Elohim and the children of the devil are manifest. In other words, the works show. It shows what you are and who you are of by how you behave. Okay? In this, the children of Elohim and the children of the devil are manifest. Everyone not doing righteousness is not of Elohim. Okay? Everyone not doing righteousness is not of Elohim, neither the one not loving his brother. See, third John, verse 11. Third John, verse 11. Verse 11. Because this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And that is John chapter 13, verse 34 for reference. John 13, 34 for the reference for verse 11. Verse 12. Reference Genesis 4, chapter 8. Genesis 4, 8. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because his works were wicked, but those of his brother were righteous. Remember, it says he was a murderer from the beginning. Well, there you go. And who are the children of the devil today but those of the seed line, the actual physical seed line of Cain? That's who they are. They're the seed of the wicked one right from the beginning. He was half fallen angel, and then the other half was from Chawa, Eve, and he had that satanic DNA, and it perpetuates, pardon me, all the way down to these days. We see the seed line of Cain going in the world doing evil. They're all around us. Those are your Talmudists, folks. Those that are of the devil. Like John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil. Okay. Verse 13. Do not marvel, my brothers, if the world hates you. Reference John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19, and John chapter 17, verse 14. John 17, 14. Verse 14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. That's spiritual death, okay? The one not loving his brother stays in death. That's spiritual death. John chapter 5, verse 24. John 5, 24, verse 15. Everyone hating his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has everlasting life staying in him. Because you would be emulating Cain if you hated your brother. Okay? That's what he's comparing this to. Verse 16. By this we have known love, because he laid down his life for us. That's speaking of Yeshua Messiah. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Verse 17. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his tender affections from him, how does the love of Elohim stay in him? In other words, if you got a whole bunch of stuff and you see a brother that's a true brother in need, you should help him. I've been a recipient of that firsthand. And I am so thankful to all those that have helped me. Because I was down and out when I got out of the joint. I had nothing. And Eli and David James and Leroy and Marilyn and Brother Hebert and Brother Patrick. And so many that have sent me donations. I don't ever ask. I don't ask, okay? If Yahweh wants me to have something, he will send it my way. Because I'm busy doing what I'm doing. I'm doing the work that he called me to do. And I'll do a little work out in the world, make a little money, and I have my social insecurity. I'm very busy doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's why Yahweh is taking care of me, okay? If you stay in his word and stay in the way he wants it, that's what's going to go on. Verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. In other words, don't just give lip service. You have to do it. You have to show it. Okay? Verse 19. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall set our hearts at rest before him. Verse 20. That if our heart condemns us, Elohim is greater than our heart and knows all. Verse 21. Beloved ones, if our heart does not condemn us, we have boldness toward Elohim. In other words, we're going to witness away. We're just going to witness and proclaim him. Verse 22, reference Proverbs 28, verse 9. Proverbs 28, 9. John chapter 9 verse 31, John 9:31, and James chapter 5 verse 16, James 5:16. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we guard his commands and do what is pleasing in his sight. Verse 23. And you reference John chapter 13, verse 34, and John 15, verses 12 and 17. That's John 13, 34, and 15, 12 and 17. And this is his command, that we should believe in the name of his son, Yeshua Messiah, and love one another as he gave us command. You help one another. That's the whole deal. That's godliness. That's what God wants us to do. That's how you show your love. You actually do something about it. You don't just talk about it. Verse 24. Reference John chapter 14, verses 23 and 24. John 14, 23 and 24. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. Acts 5, 32. Romans chapter 8, verses 7 through 11, Romans 8, 7 through 11, and 1 John, that's here, chapter 2, verse 5, and chapter 4, verse 13. 1 John 2, 5, and 4, 13. Verse 24. And the one guarding his commands stays in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he stays in us, by the Spirit which he gave us. The Holy Spirit shows through. It shines through. People can see it in you. You're different. And these people out in the world, they're astounded and not a little bit afraid of you. Well, I still have some time. Here is chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved ones, do not believe every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. You get all these diverse, crazy doctrines out here today, and people are leading you into all these distractions. That's the problem, the distractions out in the world. Verse 2, by this you know the spirit of Elohim. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is of Elohim. Verse 3, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is not of Elohim. And this is the spirit of the anti-Messiah, which you heard is coming and now is already in the world. Okay, that spirit can inhabit many men. All right? You see that with all these fake preachers on TV and stuff. Verse 4. You are of Elohim, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's Yahweh and Yeshua, and his spirit is greater than the spirit of the devil. Verse 5, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. That's the order of arrangement that Satan has replaced Yahweh's order of arrangement with temporarily. We, verse 6, we are of Elohim. The one knowing Elohim hears us. Let's talk about the disciples. He who is not of Elohim does not hear us. In other words, those that are doomed are not going to listen. By this we know the spirit of the truth and the spirit of the delusion. Strong delusions today, folks. Strong. A lot of wickedness. Verse 7. Beloved ones, let us love one another, because love is of Elohim, and everyone who loves has been born of Elohim and knows Elohim. Verse 8. The one who does not love does not know Elohim, for Elohim is love. He is, but he's also the Elohim of justice and judgment. But we that keep his commands don't have to worry about that. The ones that don't keep his commands and don't worship him, they have to worry about that. Verse 9. By this, the love of Elohim was manifested in us, that Elohim has sent his only brought forth son into the world. That's this order of arrangement. In order that we might live through him. He covered over our sins. OK. Okay? Verse 10. In this is love, not that we loved Elohim, but that he loved us and sent his son to be an atoning offering for our sins. He loved us first. Okay, verse 11. Beloved ones, if Elohim so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12. Reference John chapter 1, verse 18. John 1:18. No one has seen Elohim at any time. If we love one another, Elohim does stay in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Verse 13. By this, we know that we stay in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Verse 14. And we have seen and bear witness that the Father has sent the Son, Savior of the world. That's his order of arrangement, okay? Verse 15. Whoever confesses that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim, Elohim stays in him, and he in Elohim. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that Elohim has for us. Elohim is love, and he who stays in love stays in Elohim, and Elohim in him. That's brotherly love, Israelite for an Israelite, that we help one another and treat each other as true brothers. Verse 17, by this love has been perfected with us in order that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, okay? Because as he is, so are we in this world, this perverted, devilish order of arrangement that we're stuck in right now. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear holds punishment, and he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Highlight that one, brothers and sisters. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20, if someone says, I love Elohim and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one not loving his brother whom he has seen, how is he able to love Elohim whom he has not seen? Verse 21, and we have this command from him, that the one loving Elohim should love his brother too. And that ends chapter 4. We'll do chapter 5 on the next show, and then get into 2 John and 3 John and perhaps Jude. Let's see. We'll wing it on the next show. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and thank you so much for listening. It is always a pleasure to do these shows. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.